Eddie, how highly does that rank in terms of your managerial achievements?
I think it's a great win tonight. I mean, where it ranks, I don't know. I'm just really pleased for the players, really, because a lot of those lads that played tonight have been, you know, watching the other guys perform so well, and it's always difficult and frustrating for them. Any footballer would tell you that. And so tonight was a big night for them because they needed to perform. And I think to a man they did. And really pleased for them because it proves that they're good players as well, and it proves that the competition for places is red hot. I've got some other difficult decisions to make. I'm really delighted, of course, with the fans who were excellent for us tonight, and uncharted territory for the football club into a quarter final of a major cup competition. That takes some believing.
Well, Saturday was a stroll in the park. Ultimately, tonight was the proverbial roller coaster of emotions, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought we were good tonight. I thought we passed the ball well as usual, and you wouldn't see there was an obvious difference in class. We worked incredibly hard off the ball to nullify their threats. They have some top quality players, and you know, we always feared at the end with a bit of pressure that they might score. But the most pleasing thing is the character to go to 1-1 and then 2-1 straight away. Didn't let it affect us at all, and another good finish from Callum, and delighted with how we hung on in the end.
What are you thinking when that goal goes in off Tommy, deflected off Tommy at the end?
I was thinking how our lads physically going to cope with full extra time, because they'd put such a shift in, and they're players that haven't had a lot of football. I was worried for us in extra time because of cramp and fatigue, and we'd made our subs. We felt, obviously we had one left over, and that's why I purposely left one left over, because of potential fatigue. As soon as the goal went in, I couldn't get Macker on quick enough.
Obviously, Callum has done the job again for you tonight, and the form he's in, it looked like he might have gone too wide at one point, but he still managed to find the angle to score.
Yeah, it was a great finish. I've just seen it again in there, and he's done ever so well, and that's what Callum does. His finishing is of the highest quality to go with his pace. But I thought, you know, I thought everyone performed well. I was really pleased with Tequilo and Jan and the midfielders. Dan Gosling, I thought, was excellent with Union O'Kane. So disciplined in such a difficult role, because they played a diamond and outnumbered 4-2 in the middle of the pitch. Their defensive work was second to none.
Nobody will be, I suppose, discussing the fact you made 10 changes this evening. Was that a hard decision to make, given the quality of the opposition?
No, not at all. I wanted to keep faith with the lads that have done so well in the competition, but also try and highlight the fact I believe in the squad. I think all but two of those players have started league games for us, which shows my faith in their ability. And the two that haven't, Bailey Cargill and Tequila Ranti, I think are both top players. So we've got a strong squad, and I was more than delighted to make the changes.
You've been on a great run, so confidence has been high. But what extra does this result give you in terms of the camp now?
I just think it gives us a really nice feeling within the group, because the mentality is strong, whether you're in the team or out the team. And I think you can only perform like that if your mentality is good, because you can't sulk, your training's affected, you won't perform in a game like this tonight. So the mentality of the group is very strong, and that will hopefully stand us in good stead for the rest of the season.
And of course, let's not forget, you are in the last eight of a National Cup competition. Given a favourable draw in the next round, suddenly you could be at Ireland semi-finals and things.
Well, we're one game off a semi-final. This is AFC Bournemouth. That's, you don't really usually they don't put the two together. And when you consider, I know I go back quite a bit, but you go back to the dark times, you'd have never believed we'd have been in this position. Never in a million years. So hopefully the supporters are enjoying where we are at the moment. We certainly are.
I'm sure the focus for you now is the three games before the international break and getting back to league action and getting those points on the board. The work starts tomorrow for Brighton, I suppose.
Of course it does. And what a big game in front of the TV cameras. Everyone will be looking at us to see if we can maintain our form. And it's got such a professional group. We're back on the training pitch tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that.
And how much does the history mean to you? History on Saturday, history tonight, first time you've ever got to the quarterfinals.
That's really nice. I don't think too deeply about it, but when you do it, it's a nice feeling, and I think the lads enjoy it because it's you're sort of ticking them off at the moment, and you know, hopefully there's more to come.
Finally, you know, I love to throw a sidewinder at you. Last time Bournemouth beat West Brom, 1-0, goal scorer Eddie Howe.
35 yards out, I picked the ball up, beat three players. The reality is I tapped it in from a yard, but Fletcher always reminds me that he got the assist with the header from the free kick. But I don't think that compares to today. When you consider the quality of their players now to then, this is a huge win.
Many congratulations.
Thank you.